Welcome to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Pamela and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Harshman Travel Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. You might have a chance of working with them in their business ventures and your travel plans. So listen in and enjoy the journey. Now on to our Building Fortunes Radio Show with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Let's get started, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And for those people unfamiliar with my voice, it's Peter Mingles. We do this radio show every Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's been for a long time, the Harshman Travel Radio Show, where we have Pam and Ron Harshman tell us a little bit about themselves, and then, of course, Harshman Travel. So you want to check out harshmantravel.com. And you definitely want to go sign up for the newsletter. However, you'll definitely want to take a before and after, because before their trip, their website will look different than after their trip, because they're going away for 2 weekends for us. So we'll be missing them the next week and the next week. We'll run this as a replay. But they are enjoying the fruits of their labor and their experiences by going away on a cruise or wherever else they're going. They'll tell us about that in just a second. But Pam does a wonderful job in coming back and then updating the website. You know, probably a little stressed out because she takes like a bazillion pictures. Which one am I going to put where? Because you can't put them all on the website. But she'll come back and she'll give us some great pictures of some fantastic things, displaying, of course, her favorite model, whose name is Ron Harshman. So she usually gets Ron to do things with, you know, animals and backgrounds and everything else like that. And Pam, of course, sneaks some chocolate wherever she can. So we always kind of like have some fun when they go away, but they have a lot more fun by going away themselves. So I'm going to be quiet before I get myself in any other trouble and just say, Pam, thanks for being here on Harshman Travel Radio.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having us. And I noticed how you told on me about the chocolate.
That chocolate, and yeah.
Since we're going to be in Switzerland, which I have been told has wonderful chocolate.
I'm sure.
You know how many flavors I tried.
Right, yeah. And I'm probably like a little Miss Swiss, even though that probably has nothing to do with Switzerland or anything to do with whatever. But, yeah, I'm right there with you.
There you go, there you go. A little bit about me. My background through my working years was in law enforcement. I started off as a 911 dispatcher and worked myself up into court administration. Did that for many, many years. And then Ron and I met and got together. I moved from the Pacific Northwest down to sunny Florida, so I had quite a culture shock, but I am totally adjusted, been here almost 20 years now, and once I got down here, law enforcement wasn't really amenable to lateral transfers, so I didn't want to start at the bottom of the ladder again. I'd been there, done that, so I was trying to find something that I would enjoy doing, that I could primarily work from home and more independently, and ended up getting my realtor's license followed by my broker's license, sold real estate for several years, and kind of got burned out on that, so ended up getting my life and health insurance license and sold Medicare supplements to the senior population. Absolutely love that. I love sitting down with seniors, and I'm kind of a gabber, and so sitting there talking with them, my appointments lasted pretty long, but I had a great time. Anyway, I started seeing these things coming across my Facebook news feed about home-based businesses, MLMs, all that good stuff, and I did try a few. That's where I met you, and we have stayed in touch and stayed friends all this time, and it has been several years now that I look back. And during all of that time, I had some winners, had some losers, but I did have the fortune to be introduced into the travel industry. And the more I got to thinking about it, I came home, talked to Ron, and was thinking, you know, this would really be a great fit for us because we're baby boomers and empty nesters, and we have been talking about doing some more traveling ourselves. So it was, you know, timing was great. And the more Ron and I kicked it around, the more excited we got. And when we finally made the plunge into it, we went head first and have not looked back. We've totally enjoyed ourselves, not only helping other people, but doing a lot more traveling ourselves, and we're going to tell you about some more of that later.
There we go. And then over to Ron Harshman. So, Ron, over to you.
All righty. Thank you so much, Peter. It's good being with you again. And my background is a little bit different than Pam's. I spent many, many years as a licensed clinical psychologist and really worked on both sides of the profession, did a lot of work in the professional side, sitting on boards of directors and professional associations, ethics committees, and all that kind of good stuff. And at the same time, got very heavily involved in clinical practice. Started out working for pretty much all of the social service delivery systems, getting lots of experience with all kinds of clinical populations, basically as a foundation to go into private practice. And when I did that, very quickly started to specialize in the area of family law and family dynamics, doing a lot of marriage counseling and sexual counseling. And as I was working with young couples, unfortunately, there was a very large increase in the number of divorces and child custody cases going on. And it was at a time when there was a major change taking place in the legal systems, both in Canada, and here in the States, where up until that time, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that if there was a young family going through divorce and there were young children involved, the court would basically decide that the children should be with mommy and daddy should have some kind of visitation arrangements, and that's the way it went. But around the time that I got involved, a lot of research was coming out, both on the legal side and on the mental health side, saying that there were just too many instances where that pre-drawn conclusion or foredrawn conclusion was not working, was absolutely the wrong way to go. And make a long story short, we started to see some legislation happening, as I say, first in Canada, very quickly moved to the States, where the decision was made that henceforth all decisions regarding custody and access divorce actions with disputed custody would be based on the psychological best interests of the children rather than just foredrawn, it goes to mommy and daddy has visits, because there were many cases where it was not in the children's best interest to be with mommy. So at that time, there started to be a real marriage between mental health and the law, and obviously judges and lawyers are not prepared, not interested, not trained, don't have the experience to make decisions about the psychological best interests of children. So what started to happen was there was an integration with mental health professionals being brought into the court system to act as expert witnesses and do full custody and access investigations, where we were responsible for interviewing each of the parents, interviewing each of the children together and apart, interviewing all of the corollary folks involved, whether it was neighbors, relatives, ministers, priests, rabbis, teachers, counselors, etc., and then going into court as the court's witness, basically with recommendations regarding both custody and access. And just fortunately, I turned out to be really at the forefront of that. And in Canada, the Divorce Act is a piece of federal legislation, so all divorces in Canada are handled at the Supreme Court level in each province. And that means that there was a lot more regulatory involvement, a lot more, standardization, a lot more formality, et cetera, than we have here in the States, where divorce laws are state pieces of legislation, and you get wide variations in terms of how they're handled. But I got a number of experiences while I was in Canada working at the Supreme Court level. I ended up doing a lot of guest lecturing with the Faculty of Law because this was a whole new area, and students learning to be lawyers needed to be aware of how to use mental health people as expert witnesses, and also did a lot of training at psychological conferences because this was a new thing for clinicians as well, to learn how to be an expert witness, how to deal with the court system, how to understand the realities of the court system. So it was very, rewarding, very challenging, and I really enjoyed doing that. Did that for a number of years, handled, I would say, well over 200 disputed custody cases. And just by chance, I was visiting with some friends in South Florida, and they introduced me to a friend of theirs who is a psychiatrist doing forensic work in the South Florida courts, but he was only doing criminal forensics. He was basically evaluating criminals and giving recommendations to the court about sentence and that kind of thing. Well, he was very, very interested in what I was doing up in Canada, said it has not been done here in the South Florida courts at all. And bottom line, he invited me to give up my practice in Canada, move to South Florida and go into practice with him, and he would continue to do the criminal forensic work, and he wanted me to introduce the whole civil forensic work into the courts in South Florida. So I took him up on that offer, moved to South Florida, and I was, in fact, the first mental health professional to appear in both Dade and Broward County courts in South Florida, where I was appointed by the court to represent the best interests of children in disputed custody cases. And again, very challenging, very rewarding, very much at the forefront, and it was very, very good experience. After I was doing that for a number of years in Florida, another psychiatrist with whom I'd worked for many, many years while I was up in Canada and who was basically one of my main trainers, was running a very well-known and very highly regarded international training institute in Los Angeles. It was a worldwide training institute, and they basically were training all areas of mental health, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, family counselors, marriage and family counselors, addictions counselors, etc. In any event, he asked me if I would be willing to move to Los Angeles and take over as executive director of that institute and be responsible for overseeing all of the training that was going on worldwide. And I saw that as a big challenge. I had certainly enjoyed my working with him all the years that I had, and made the decision to go ahead and take him up on that. Was out in Southern California for a good number of years and decided I really wanted to be back in South Florida, so came back here. Got involved for a very short period of time in the managed mental health care arena because that was something that was brand new at the time. Very frustrating, very aggravating experience because I saw very quickly that the insurance companies were only involved in managed money. They were not doing anything in terms of managed care, and it was very frustrating for clinicians, very frustrating obviously for patients. And as a result of that, I got involved with the Florida Department of Insurance and worked with them for a few years putting together brand new legislation in Florida to regulate the whole managed mental health care arena. And again, very challenging and rewarding, but something that I really felt very committed to doing because I could not stand what I saw going on before. And once that legislation was passed and enacted, I had made some contacts in the insurance arena and started doing some consulting in the Medicare supplement field, did that for a number of years, and then Pam and I decided that it was time to semi-retire. We moved from southeast Florida to southwest Florida, got involved raising alpacas. Pam, as she said, got involved in some of the multi-level marketing, home-based business situations. I was never really involved in that, but I was fully supportive of her in doing that. That's how you and I met. We basically connected once or twice a week when I would answer the phone and say, oh, hold on, Peter, she's right here. But when she came home and said that she was really, really intrigued with us looking at getting involved in the travel industry, it was something that, as she said, really grabbed both of us. We'd been talking about wanting to do more travel when we still could. You know, as we're getting older, you never know what's going to happen or when. And it was an opportunity for us to really take advantage of the many, many perks of being in the travel industry so that you can do a lot more individual personal travel. But it was something that we looked at seriously, and we made the decision that if we were going to do it, we were going to do it correctly. We were going to take all of the training that was necessary, get all of the certifications that we could, and really spend our time and effort finding those travel vendors with whom we could operate and who we felt we could legitimately promote and advertise and work with, because as with any other industry, we found very quickly that there were those vendors that were very responsible, doing what was best for their clients, wanting to provide good quality service, and there were the others, and we were very, very committed to finding those vendors with whom we could really connect, and that's been a challenge, but we've enjoyed doing it. As Pam said, we've ended up doing a lot more travel than we would have, and we've also been able to help a number of people solidify travel plans, and our motto is that we want to help make people's cruise vacation dreams come true, and that's what we're committed to doing, and I will shout out.
Excellent. There we go. Okay, good. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to hear about this wonderful travel excursion that you guys are going to go on, and we're going to be able to see some cool pictures. So we'll be right back.
Hey.
You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the Internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Listen in often and get to know Pam and Ron. Go to the buildingfortunesradio.com website to listen in to the show. No matter where you're at in life, you can benefit by listening to and by working with Pam and Ron. Let them book your next cruise, vacation getaway, or group event. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio and witness their ability to pursue their dreams in the field they love. Thanks for listening. And now, back to the Harshman Travel Radio Show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Pam and Ron Harshman, harshmantravel.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter so you can hear all the cool things that are happening and get some tips and even some discounts. And then we're going to hear about the exciting vacation you guys are going to go on. So we're going to miss 2 weeks. So if you guys are listening to this, you might be listening to the replay during the weeks that they are actually away on the vacation they're going to be talking about. So Ron or Pam, over to you.
Okie dokie, Peter. Well, obviously, we're very excited about this trip. We had taken our first trip to Europe and our first river cruise 2 years ago, and we were in Prague and went from Prague down to Budapest. And when we were on that cruise, we were looking at other cruises that were available, and one of the things that really stood out was the European Christmas Market cruise, and Pam said, oh, we have to go on that. So last year, we didn't go on a cruise in Europe last year, but last year we did start to put together a group offering to do the European Christmas markets in Europe this year. We are leaving on Monday, and it's a really exciting trip that we're going to be going on, because we fly to Zurich, and we spend 2 nights in Zurich, and Pam already has a list of all the things in Zurich that we're going to go see, so we're going to be busy. But we spend two nights there, then we spend the next two nights in Lucerne, which is right around the lake or the river, whatever it is there.
Lake Lucerne.
It's Lake Lucerne. So we have two nights in Zurich, then we go by bus to Lucerne, and we spend two nights in Lucerne. And Pam obviously already has the full layout and itinerary of everything we're going to do there. And then the next morning, we go to Basel, Switzerland, where we embark on Nama Waterways Sonata, which is just by chance the same ship we were on 2 years ago.
Wow.
We go up the Rhine River from Basel to Amsterdam, and it's a 7-night cruise, and every one of those days, we are in different ports seeing different Christmas markets and different castles and wineries and all kinds of things. And Tam, as you can well imagine, already has all of her electronics put together so she can, I don't know how many gigs she's got on her chip for the camera.
32
gigs, okay. And we've already made sure that we have onboard Wi-Fi and access to the internet, so she will be posting those pictures every day. She's committed to taking pictures of all the meals because that was something that she was really enthralled with. So she will be taking those pictures and posting them and making everybody's mouth water.
I will be posting those on Facebook's Harshman Travel along with some other fun pictures, but I'll be posting every day there, and eventually they'll hit over on the website, but I'll be working on a few blogs for the website, but most of the pictures day by day, especially the cuisine. This is a foodie's dream, I'll just tell you right up front. It's a shopper's dream, a Christmas lover's dream, and a foodie's dream, all rolled up into one big holiday.
If you can't tell, a bit excited about going on this trip. So it's something that we've really been looking forward to, and we love Amo Waterways. They're a tremendous cruise line. They Berlitz did a study of all the river cruise ships in Europe, and the first 10 places went to different Amo Waterways ships. So that kind of tells you where they stand in the industry. Berlitz came out and did an evaluation. They said that AMA spends more money on food and wines and things like that for their customers than any of the other cruise lines. And all of our land excursions are included. There's no extra charges for anything. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful trip. And because they've arranged our flights, we fly from Orlando to Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. to Zurich. We are picked up at the airport by Amo Waterways, taken to our hotel. We have tours in Zurich the 2 days that we're there and the two nights that we're there. And then they take us to Lucerne, and the same thing happens in Lucerne. And then they take us to the ship in Basel, and when we get to Amsterdam, we overnight in Amsterdam, and the next morning they take us to the airport in Amsterdam to fly home. So it's really a wonderful package, and for those people listening, you know, this is not necessarily the type of vacation you're going to take 3 times a year, or every year, or every 2 years, or every 5 years. But however frequently or infrequently you go, it's just one of the examples of the kinds of things that you can do. We've already, as we've been talking before, because Peter's coming with us, we've already got our booked a 7-night cruise, an ocean cruise, going from Seattle up to the Inside Passage of Alaska, and that's going to be in September of 2018. And we've already arranged with Amo Waterways. We will be going the middle of April 2019 back to Europe, and we're going to be going through Holland and go on the Tulip time cruise and see all the Jacksonville, you know, whether it's a week-long cruise, whether it's a two-week, really totally packed vacation, whether it's just going on a ski vacation, whether it's going to an all-inclusive resort, we really encourage people to see the world. There's so much to see. As we've talked before on this radio show, and we're seeing more and more proof of this fact, people in the United States are traveling, are planning to travel. They are not letting the craziness of the, you know, different things going on around the world stop them. And everything is there. The cruise industry is expanding tremendously. Carnival Cruise Line just came out with a brand new ship that they have ordered that will be here 2019. Amma's got brand new ships. They all do. And there's just a lot to be enjoyed in travel. So as Peter has said very often, and we've talked about, it does not cost the person any money at all to use a travel agent, and travel agents specialize in knowing what's going on in the travel industry, what things you have to be aware of when you travel to different countries, to different ports, or whatever. And we're here to help people, as I said earlier, make your cruise vacation dreams come true. But any cruise or any vacation, we specialize in doing that. We always try to arrange a number of cruises and set up group packages so that we can get reduced fees for our clients. And in addition to reduced fees, we usually end up with some kind of amenities on the ship, et cetera. On board cash to spend and things like that. So not only does it not cost extra money to use a travel agent, but in most cases you end up not only saving money, but avoiding lots and lots of headaches. So,
and that's on river and ocean cruises both, because
right.
We try to make a nice match throughout the year of both of them.
Absolutely. And as you say, going on Amma Waterways, you know, on this trip, and obviously on the Tulip trip in 2019, we're going on a brand new ship with Norwegian Cruise Lines, the Norwegian Bliss, which is just about finished being built, and it's being built specifically to travel to Alaska. So it's a beautiful design. They've got a very, very large the balcony on the top where it's all glass enclosed and you can see all the whales and everything. So really lots to look forward to.
Unbelievable. It's going to be an unbelievable experience.
Sure.
And you guys are going to be able to see some of the pictures. Pam, what's the Facebook site again?
Well, it's Harshman Travel. So it's facebook.com/Harshman Travel. So.
Excellent. So you guys are flying from Orlando, and then you're flying back there, and it's going to be just a really wonderful trip. And we, you know, obviously, you guys have a great fun, and hope there's no interruptions. But realistically speaking, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, I think there was a little bit of ping ponging going around on your trip on the way back the last time. And
oh,
is that?
Oh yeah.
Because Lufthansa went on strike.
Right. Last time we were in Europe, Lufthansa was on strike. So when we were flying back from Budapest, wherever we were flying back from, instead of flying directly back from there to the U.S., we had to go on El Emirates.
Air Emirates.
And we flew from where we were to Dubai, and then from Dubai to Montreal, and from Montreal back to Orlando. So it was a long trip, but we got back, and everything was copacetic.
And the best thing was the way your travel company handled the interruption.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
They handled it so well.
Yes.
So
yes.
This
and
time there's going to be no one.
Their arrangements, yeah. They got us to the airport in the middle of the night to catch our flights, and everything was, we had nothing to do with anything. They just told us, this is where we're going, this is where we're taking you, and everything is great. So that's one of the other things that, as I mentioned earlier, we look for in travel vendors that we feel comfortable representing and supporting, because we have heard horror stories of people taking vacations on with other vendors that they've been stuck and left out to dry. And again, it really underlines the need to have a good agent that you can depend on, who's going to help resolve any of those problems or issues that possibly come up.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to be done with our radio show. Make sure everybody checks out harshmantravel.com, harshmantravel.com. Check out that Facebook site. I know I'm going to be checking it out. I'm going to bookmark that one. I'm going to be checking it every day, seeing all the cool things that Ron and Pam do when they go on their wonderful trip. And we will do replays of this radio show for the next 2 weekends or weeks after that. And we are going to catch you back in 3 weeks. So for those people listening in live, we'll catch you back in 3 weeks live with some really excellent reports and examples of what's going on Harshman Travel. Thanks, everyone. We'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks, Peter. Everybody have a good weekend.
Bye. You've been listening to the Harshman Travel Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear previous radio shows with Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingle. Pam and Ron's success as entrepreneurs has allowed them to pursue their passion in the travel industry. Listen to Harshman Travel Radio Show and learn about Pam and Ron as they discover the joy that comes from being part of the travel industry. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Pam and Ron Harshman and Peter Mingles and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.